Motherhood Incorporated proudly presents Military Mom Talk Radio live on Toginet.com. Co-hosted by Robin Boyd and Sandra Beck, the owner of Motherhood Incorporated. Military Mom Talk Radio is here with a powerful platform for women to discuss their ideas, issues, and concerns with respect to the military lifestyle. Military Mom Talk Radio encourages you to share your experiences of being a military wife and mother. This show is dedicated to educating your family about the many resources that are available in both the public and private sector. And we'll be sharing helpful information from women all over the world. We'll cover everything military, from helping a family member cope with post-traumatic stress disorder, to navigating government programs dealing with family issues, to the struggles of deployment, along with being a working mother both in and out of the home. This is Military Mom Talk Radio, and here are your hosts, Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Military Mom Talk Radio. This is Robin Boyd with you today on this Labor Day weekend. We hope it's been a relaxing weekend for you, if you are fortunate enough to have the day off. Many do not have the day off, including our military, so we do want to thank those who stayed on the job for this holiday. In case you hadn't read a little history about Labor Day, it's always the first Monday in September, and it was the idea of a labor union leader back in 1882 who proposed a celebration honoring the American worker. The date chosen was simply convenient because it was midway between the 4th of July and Thanksgiving. Although the day's focus on organized labor has diminished over the years, the legal holiday still marks the end of summer and traditional time for children to go back to school. If you're looking ahead for next summer planning in 2015, Labor Day won't land until September 7th, so look forward to that extra week of summer next year. Do any of you follow the Farmer's Almanac? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. In the 2015 edition of the Farmer's Almanac, it was on the shelves, by the way, August 25th. It's looking ahead to not a very heartwarming winter prediction. The winter looks to be below normal temperatures for about three-quarters of the nation. The new winter outlook also predicts that the Northern Plains and the Great Lakes regions of the U.S. will be hardest hit. But the predictions in the Farmer's Almanac are just that, predictions. And these forecasts could be wrong, according to a meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says while NOAA's official three-month outlook for the coming winter months isn't due out until mid-October, he said meteorologists are not seeing the climate conditions that would indicate what the almanac refers to as a quote-unquote record-breaking winter. We don't see anything offhand, he says, that would suggest it would be a really brutal winter. So I think I like his version better than what the almanac forecasts. And we'll just have to wait and see. Obviously, we should always be prepared. That's the Girl Scout in me. If you have read ArmyTimes.com this week, you will see they have reported that New Balance is unveiling a sneaker prototype that could become standard issue in boot camp and spell an end to the cash allowances that let recruits buy foreign-made shoes. I thought I would bring this up because this is really right on the cusp right now, and of course, all new recruits coming in will be affected by this. The new details about the shoemaker's 950 V2 sneaker emerged after a visit from lawmakers on August 19th to a New Balance factory in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The prospect of an all-American-made shoe has lawmakers interested, and New Balance is not the only company eyeing a potential military contract. The question is whether prototypes can pass muster with the Defense Department. Recruits today in the Army, Air Force, and Navy can use a one-time $80 allowance to buy foreign-made shoes as an exception to the Berry Amendment, which was a federal law that requires DOD to buy American-made goods whenever possible. The Marine Corps only offers a general clothing allowance that does not specifically apply to shoes. The Berry Amendment has not applied to running shoes in the past because there were no entirely American-made shoes on the market. That's amazing. But the 950 V2 will fit the bill. The Pentagon will be hosting an industry briefing in September with U.S. shoemakers. For manufacturers, the hope is the meeting will be to announce the Pentagon's plans and timeline. There are several companies that could compete to produce a Berry-compliant shoe, including Michigan-based Wolverine Worldwide. That's very hard to say. Wolverine Worldwide. While the DoD prepares for a wear test, the services were instructed to conduct a joint study of footwear to ensure that recruits' feet are being properly evaluated and matched with the most appropriate shoe type. New Balance representatives stated that this is an industry that has gone overseas, and we see it as a way to revitalize the industry and bring jobs back to the U.S. Craftsmen and craftswomen here in the U.S. make great products, and getting behind the domestic manufacturing will be a great spark for U.S. industry. Our thanks to Andrew Tilgman, who contributed to this news release, and if you'd like his full story, please visit armytimes.com. Well, for today, we've got a short work week ahead, a short school week, and according to the calendar, it's still officially summer. So let's ride the wave, so to speak, and celebrate Labor Day for what it is, a day off. And keeping that 5 o'clock world going, thanks to this classic by the Vogues.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time, and there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way, but I live for the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause
yeah.
It's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time, and there's a long-haired girl who waits, I know, to ease my troubled mind. Shelter of the arms, everything's okay.
should be sleeping like a love. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Got lots more ahead for you right here on Military Mom Talk Radio.
Are you a military mom looking for help in dealing with the system, keeping the home fires burning? Well, that's what we're here for. It's Military Mom Talk Radio with Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd, and we'll be right back after these.
This is TogiNet, cutting edge radio.
Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With Baby and Toddler Instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. From 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com.
Stop by the U.S. Veterans Museum and discover a one-of-a-kind experience. Our mission is to recognize and honor all U.S. military veterans who have served our nation during times of conflict. Those that fought on the battlefields or those who served in support of them should not just be remembered, but honored in such a way that future generations never forget the sacrifice that these men and women have made. We are not here just to memorialize these veterans, but we are here to tell their story. We invite you to come and explore the U.S. Veterans Museum today. To learn more about the museum, visit usveteransmuseum.com.
Put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking.
Welcome back to Military Mom Talk Radio on TogiNet.com. Covering topics to help on the home front with help from those who know how the system works and how to work the system. It's more fun than a sale at the BX. Now let's get back to it. It's Military Mom Talk Radio. Here again are your hosts, Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robin Boyd with you for Sandra Beck. We will be back together again next week for our big 200th show celebration. I do hope you'll join us for that. Blythe Lipman from Baby and Toddler Instructions is joining us as well as we walk down memory lane, listen to a few highlights, and look forward to what's ahead for our show and for you, our listeners. That's next week right here on Military Mom Talk Radio. As we said at the top of the show, not everyone has Labor Day off, and that includes many of our military. There was a very moving compilation done, I think it was last year, to a recording by Lone Star. We wanted to salute all those who are on the job this day and every day. Here is I'm Already There.
My husband's currently out in at an undisclosed area in the Middle East. I want to say I love him and the kids miss him.
My husband's in the military and we have a lot of neighbors that are gone right now.
It's hard. Not a lot of information. You wait 3 weeks for a letter and that's what you hang on to. My first deployment with him too, so...
He called her on the road.
It's been tough.
From a lonely cold hotel room. Just to hear her say I love you one more time.
I love you and I miss you and you're my hero. I love you, Bear.
When he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eyes.
Okay, hey, you guys, come here. What do you want to say?
Little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind.
I'm ready to cry. I mean,
I'm already there.
Now, maybe I'll get him back sometime soon.
Take a look around.
Love him dearly.
I'm the sunshine in your hair.
And I can't wait till he comes home.
I'm the shadow on the ground.
I'm an angel wife and my husband's over there.
I'm the whisper in
so
the
wind. So comforting to have his pictures everywhere.
I'm your imaginary friend.
I miss him, and I'm praying for everybody over there.
And I know.
And we're all praying for him.
I'm in your prayers. Oh, I'm already there.
I wear his wedding band around my neck all the time, and I know he's with me, and I know he's out there doing his job, and it's the job he loves.
She got back on the phone.
We miss you. We love you.
I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids. They'll be all right.
And kick the bad guy's butt, Daddy.
Wish I was in your arms.
Stay safe and be strong.
Lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight.
This morning I had a dream about him and I rolled over in bed and I was so excited to tell him. And then I opened my eyes and he wasn't there.
So turn out the light and close your eyes.
It's been really hard on my mom.
I'm already there.
Come home soon.
Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart.
Yeah, I'm proud to be an American.
I'm the moonlight shining down.
Thank you guys very much.
I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end.
We pray that they'll come home safely.
Can you feel
you
the
me?
Love
let
that
me.
We
let
share?
You
oh,
me.
I'm already there.
This is for Corporal Macy. He's a brand new father today of a 9-pound, 4-ounce, beautiful baby boy.
Maybe a thousand miles apart.
Tell him to hurry home so we can get married.
But I'll be with you wherever you are.
Our daughter sleeps in his shirt, so... Yeah, she's only 2 years old and she wears this big old huge t-shirt to bed every night. But she won't go to bed without it now, so he's going to have a hard time getting it back when he gets home.
I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end.
He's here, let me tell
you.
Everything we do,
the love that we share,
and everything we say.
Oh, I'm already there.
Austin says he's in the car too.
Oh, I'm already
there. This is the Master Gunnery Sergeant Garrett. This is his daughter. I'm very proud of him. He's been my hero. He's been my strength for my whole life. Just pray that everything's gonna work out.
Hi, Dad. I hope you're safe and. I hope you come home safe and soon.
Seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. America.
Was the incomparable Toby Keith, Made in America. Please stay with us. We're heading out to a break, but we'll be right back here on Military Mom Talk Radio. Don't go away.
Are you a military mom looking for help in dealing with the system? Keeping the home fires burning? Well, that's what we're here for. It's Military Mom Talk Radio with Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd. And we'll be right back after these.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Join us every Monday at 10 a.m. Central for the Johnny Rowland News, Guns, and Motorsports radio show with commentary about current events, guns, shooting, and firearms issues, automotive and motorsports features, and special music presentations. Johnny is recognized as an international firearms authority and ballistic engineer, as well as an accomplished and widely recognized automotive designer and longtime TV and radio host. This program draws on Johnny's experience in shooting, motorsports, and as a professional entertainer musician. Don't miss Johnny Rowland News, Guns, and Motorsports. Infotainment at its best. Trust us on this one. It's a fun show. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Central, right here on the TogiNet Radio Network.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome back to Military Mom Talk Radio on TogiNet.com. Covering topics to help on the home front with help from those who know how the system works and how to work the system. It's more fun than a sale at the BX. Now let's get back to it. It's Military Mom Talk Radio. Here again are your hosts, Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Military Mom Talk Radio. We are enjoying a little music today on Labor Day, kicking back and appreciating a little time off. We mentioned our 200th show coming up next week. Sandra and I want to remind you that all of our shows, all 200 of them, are always available for your listening pleasure at our website, www.militarymomtalkradio.com. They are free for you to download from iTunes, and they are always available on our host station's site, toginet.com. Ahead for our coming year, we have a great bank of guests that we are excited to welcome, including some wonderful authors, some specialists in their field to talk about issues that target the needs of our military families, and more features from veterans and military personnel. If you have a topic you'd like us to feature, please contact us. We'd love hearing from you. Email us anytime at either Sandra or Robin at militarymomtalkradio.com or check follow on our Twitter site. Like us on Facebook. We have had many who contact us through Facebook, so do say hi and share your thoughts. For now, let's get back to celebrating the American worker and that 40-hour week. Here's Alabama.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, sweet Bill Farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes, with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your
desert town, smoke and rubble on the ground, the names we do not know right now, and it cuts me like a knife. With a tearful goodbye kiss, I sent him off to this, but I've gotta stay strong for our kids. I'm a soldier's wife. I run the house, I sleep alone, I live for emails and the phone calls home. I tell my children he will be alright, and I hope it's not. I'm a soldier's wife. church, go to school, but you could drive a truck right through the hole that's in our life. My little boy shoots me a grin and says he wants to be like him, and I feel my heart start caving in. I'm a soldier's wife. Sometimes I'm angry, sometimes confused. I live and die by the evening news, but I tell my babies he will be alright, and I hope. I pray for peace. I pray that he comes home to me. And if you would please pray for me, I'm a soldier's
Rimes's powerful rendition of God Bless America, preceded by Roxy Dean sharing her heartfelt words as a soldier's wife. We've got more for you today on Labor Day here on Military Mom Talk Radio.
Are you a military mom looking for help in dealing with the system? Keeping the home fires burning? Well, that's what we're here for. It's Military Mom Talk Radio with Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd. And we'll be right back after these.
Join us for Healing with the Marika Method. This is an amazingly informative show to help heal people as well as their horses, dogs, and cats. This show inspires and empowers people to take charge of their own health and their animals' health using the power of diet, nutrition, natural medicines, and lifestyle to heal a variety of health problems. Learn how food impacts all physical and emotional health conditions and how diet and natural medicines are used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. Marika is a health and nutrition specialist, homeopathic practitioner, a gifted medical intuitive and healer, and an author and educator with over 2 decades of experience in clinical practice for people and their pets. Join our host, Marika van de Water, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
This is God in Country, the collision of faith and politics, hosted by nationally known speaker, Reverend Dr. Sean Michael Greener. Not your typical Rev. Dr. Sean is a proud military veteran, former law enforcement officer, and founder of the internationally regarded Executive Protection Team. Dr. Sean holds a bachelor's degree in biblical counseling and master's and doctorate degrees in theology, and is currently pursuing a doctorate in ministry with a Hebrew worldview focus. Through his counseling, elite life coaching, and national speaking, this ninja pastor tells it like it is. This series is biblically and politically engaged with the pedal to the metal. Join host and author of the acclaimed yet controversial book, Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America, Dr. Sean Michael Greener, every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on this radio network.
Welcome back to Military Mom Talk Radio on TogiNet.com. Covering topics to help on the home front with help from those who know how the system works and how to work the system. It's more fun than a sale at the BX. Now let's get back to it. It's Military Mom Talk Radio. Here again are your hosts, Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd.
Welcome back to Military Mom Talk Radio. This is Robin Boyd spending the hour with you. Sandra Beck will be back with me next week for our 200th show celebration. Of our show broadcasts, we get a lot of great feedback when we have authors on, and one in particular who we featured recently is Richard C. Geschke. He and co-author Robert Toto wrote 2 books, In Our Duffel Bags, and a compilation of poetry specific to the Vietnam era titled Shadows of Combat. Their jobs in the military brought them through Germany, Panama, and Vietnam, and their experiences have touched the lives and hearts of many veterans, including our veteran correspondent, Stephen Boyd. One poem in particular speaks to Geschke's final mission of his job, and then he would be heading home. Here are the words of Richard Geschke, spoken by Stephen Boyd, in The Last Chopper Ride.
I was told to go back to Phu Bai, the return of the prodigal son. My orders were simple. Close down Phu Bai. Time for us Americans to go. My job was to dispose of the equipment. Where will it go? Will it stay in Vietnam or go to Okinawa? My job was to assess the assets and do it very quickly. It was early morning on the helipad, boarding the slick to go north to Phu Bai. The sun was rising in the east. a fireball red disc in the sky. Beautiful. Zigzagging at treetop levels to avoid gunfire, we made our way north. As I looked at the rice fields and farms below, I noticed it was not raining. Near Fubai, there was actual sunshine. It was not raining. No monsoons. Conducting business was quick and decisive. Mission accomplished. The sun was beginning to set in the Asha Valley. Time to head home. Going south to Da Nang, the sunset was streaming through the rotors as I saw Fubai in a different light, one of red-orange hues streaming from the west, without the thought of the monsoon rains, which was prevalent on the fields of my tour of wonderful Fubai. Fubai is all right. Thinking back to my last chopper ride. Richard C. Geschke, Fubai, South Vietnam, March 1972.
Of our hands, they take my daily bread. I dream of your arms around me as I tuck the kids in bed. I don't know what you're doing, and I don't know where you are, but I look up at that great big sky, and I hope you're wishing on that same bright star.
From a war.
next morning, I took a walk through the neighborhood. I thought it's been so long since I've been in a place where everything is good. People laughing and children were playing, and as I watched them I found myself praying, Lord, keep them safe here at home in the land of the free. I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for, a land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. If I'm not the same little freckle-faced boy that grew up in that house next door, I just came back from a war. Stand for a land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. Chances are I never will be the same. I really don't know anymore. I just came back from a war.
Amazing how music touches us all in such special ways. That was Daryl Worley. Prior to that was Billy Joel and She Daisy, wrapping up our Labor Day and honoring those who are on the job this day and every day. This is Robin Boyd inviting you to join us next week. Sandra and I are proud as can be to present our 200th show. See you all next week here on Military Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for being part of Military Mom Talk Radio on Toginet.com with Robin Boyd and Sandra Beck, the owner of Motherhood Incorporated. Military Mom Talk Radio is here each week to provide a powerful platform for women to discuss their ideas, issues, and concerns with respect to the military lifestyle. For more information on the show or Sandra and Robin, go to MilitaryMomTalkRadio.com. This is their mission, helping military moms. So join us again next Monday for Military Mom Talk Radio with Sandra Beck and Robin Boyd, Monday afternoons, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Toginet.